can keep in mind. Everything's fine. You got all that you need. The Curry and the Keeper.
Curry and the Keeper, March 23rd, 2022. This is episode 9. Hello, my queen.
Hello, my love. How are you?
I'm good. Gosh, it's like we haven't seen each other for 2 weeks.
I know. It's a big day today, Adam.
I know. Today is first time we ever talk day. I held on to that shit all day long for this show.
Did you see it on Instagram?
Nope. You... First of all, cheers me.
Cheers, babe.
There we go.
Damn
no,
it.
No.
You
no,
spoofed me.
Hold on. We'll get back. Oh. Mm. What do you think?
It needs to open up a little. Ooh.
You don't like it?
It's a little, it's got a bite to it. What is it? What are we drinking?
This is Cigalus 2018 Gérard Béton from the south of France. I bought this because you didn't buy anything and because you said, go to HEB and get some wine. HEB is like,
that's our grocery store.
Yeah. That's
it's the Heeb.
It's not quite, Whole Foods.
It's
also not quite.
It's like a Publix or a
Publix,
Kroger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I got this because I saw the boostergrams that came in. I said, hey, we can get a nice bottle of wine. So there was not a cheap bottle, which is disappointing that you don't like
well,
it.
Well, I think it just needs to open up a little bit. It has a bit of a bite to it.
It is. Let me see what they say here. Intense, deep ruby color.
Oh, yeah.
Concentrated, very ripe black fruit. Complex spice and toasted oak unfolds into opulent aromas of blackberries, black cherries, and plums.
You sound like the movie guy.
Long tasting finish, supported by velvety tannins. Open a couple of hours before serving. Oh, I didn't read the directions. I thought
hours.
I thought. I mean, isn't wine the directions just open, pour, drink? Open, pour, drink.
That's crazy.
Mm. Okay, I didn't realize that. I'm sorry. I would have done that much earlier.
I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah,
it'll go down as we continue to talk.
So you mentioned.
Oh, my gosh.
Several weeks ago, said, you know, the 23rd is...
is that how I talk?
This is actually a recording. You did. But you say these things, and I know that you often wonder if I listen. Bam, nailed it.
Oh, you
nailed
did.
It. Yeah, I had even had it in my calendar. You can see
you
it.
Did.
Yes.
Oh.
It's on annual repeat.
Be still my
I'm
heart.
I'm so smart. Yeah, look, it says it right there. First Tina talk.
Oh.
and I saw this come up yesterday. I'm like, first Tina talk? First Tina talk.
I had done a post on Instagram, you didn't see because I didn't tag you. And you don't go on Instagram anyway.
I do not go on. Yeah. Just to see if my daughter's alive and my stepdaughter.
Yes.
Although I don't think I'm in the cool person group on her Instagram.
Yeah,
I don't see any cool stuff.
Yeah, I have no idea. But yes, 7 years ago today, Adam and I were in a meeting at Ronald McDonald House Charities, and that's how we met.
Mm-hmm.
And later that night, he friend requested me on Facebook, and the rest is history.
That's right. That's how you do it, ladies and gentlemen. You want a woman with money? Friend request her on Facebook. You're good to go. It's all it takes.
Aww.
That's all it
takes.
Be
still my heart. I'm like really surprised by that.
Because I considered a card.
Oh, now that would have just went over the top.
I know.
I'd be over the moon.
I know, but...
About it is not the same.
This is on our podcast. I thought, you know, because anyway.
No,
I should have shut up about the card. I was ahead. What did I do? I ruined it. I was in a good space.
Oh.
Well, welcome, everybody. It's good to have everybody listening.
Mm-hmm.
So many nice emails and things that people have been sending and posting and boostergramming as well. Although we could use a little more money, to be quite honest. I mean, we got the boostergram enough in so we could, you know, buy this bottle, you know, and still pay taxes.
Oh, but it's the fun in doing the show, though. That's the most important thing. But retirement
plan. You don't understand how the value for value model works. When you say, hey, it doesn't matter, just have fun. No, this is indeed, this is our exit plan,
well,
exit strategy.
100 satoshis, you know, I'm good with that. How much is 100 satoshis?
Yeah, it's about a quarter of a penny.
Oh. All right, 100,000 Satoshis.
Oh, you'll be happy with today's Boostergrams. Aww. You'll be happy with today's Boostergrams.
Yeah.
So, baby.
So?
My beautiful woman. We have a lot of... Actually, it's been a weird 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Dominated by a couple of different topics.
Yeah.
One being vacation.
Yes. Next Friday, we are off to the beach.
It is so cool.
For a week.
Every single day, there's a package that arrives.
Oh, and I'm getting ready.
And you know that it's not for me because it's not a box. It's something soft. I'm like, no, that's not for me. I don't have to take my glasses off and look at the label.
I got my dresses. I got my bathing suits. I had to get my organic sunscreen because I don't trust any of that sunscreen out there anymore.
What did you get?
It's called Garden Goddess. We're waiting for it. I had actually reached out to a functional medicine practitioner on Instagram and asked her because a lot of sunscreen was just recalled because it had cancer causing ingredients. Like Neutrogena, I think, is one of them. So she's a super popular functional medicine practitioner on Instagram.
And where is she? Where is she located?
I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, I was thankful.
Instaland.
I was great. Yeah, Instaland. I was grateful that she answered me. So yes, packages are arriving. I'm completely outfitted. How are you doing?
I still have my bathing suit from 8 years ago when I think.
Oh, the Speedo?
Seriously. No, not the Speedo.
I remember when we first started dating, you really short shorts. Like
I did not have
suits.
A Speedo.
No, I know, but you had super short shorts. I was like, whoa, look at those legs.
Was that not cool?
No. But you did get your Wrangler jeans. We finally found Wrangler jeans for Adam.
Oh, man, you're bouncing from one topic to the next. Yes.
Vacation clothes, babe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm still kind of with all these packages that arrive. And I don't feel like I got a fashion show of even 10% of it, which I enjoy very much, as you know.
Yes,
I love criticizing your clothes.
Yes. When Adam looks at me, he'll look at something and I'll say, what do you think? He'll be, take that off. In a good way.
It's only happened once or twice. Like, no, no. And I don't say, I just say, no, take that off.
No, but you're pretty honest and I appreciate
that. Pretty honest. No, I'm completely honest.
Yes, and
you have to know that.
That
because when I say you look beautiful, sexy, fantastic, I'm honest too.
Yes.
So I am brutally honest and I still do not look like those pants that make it look like the dike just broke and, you know, you're expecting high water.
Well,
I know they're very trendy, but every woman looks dumb in these. I don't like
they
them.
They do not. He's referring to the boyfriend cut ankle, like frayed bottom jeans that sometimes they have a hole, you know, holes in the knees.
I don't care about the holes. They're too high. It's like high water, which I know is, I don't understand. What is the point? Is your boyfriend a midget? I mean, explain
it's
to me
style,
why.
It's style, baby. It's style.
And the butt always looks square. That's just, and not on every single woman. I do not like this cut. I don't know what's wrong with you women.
Maybe it's you. It's the style. Mm. I happen to like it, so.
No, it's fine. I don't say anything about it. You asked me, I gave you my opinion, and that's it. It just happened to come up again right now, so
I'm
I can say
hey, I got your favorite pants on.
Yeah.
Yes, well, there are a few shirts too.
See, you don't do that to me. You just there's a look that comes over your face, and I haven't even walked up to you. I'm like, okay, I'll go take it off. I don't know what's wrong with this, but it's wrong.
He'll walk up to me. I'll go, nice shirt. I see you ironed it. He goes, I did iron it. It's like not very well, but okay. No,
I need staff.
Yeah.
What I need. Staff.
So yeah, so I'm prepared. I think I have almost everything in. I'm waiting for
I love the green dress, by the way.
The green long maxi dress?
Yes, that. Yeah. I love that dress.
That'll be featured on my Instagram stories in Aruba. So you'll see what he's talking about.
Oh, lovely. Hey, I wonder if we have listeners in Aruba. We must.
Oh,
there
I
must
know.
Be some Dutch people there.
Oh, that's right, because it's, we'll see.
Okay, it's opened up
it
now.
Is.
Now try it.
It is good.
That's pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That does taste good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so hard on show days.
I know for you not to have your glass of wine because you usually have it while we're cooking.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And then during dinner, no glass of wine. Getting ready for it.
Getting back to packages, we just got in the mail, and Sarah, if you're listening, you'll like this. We just got the book Evidence That Demands a Verdict. Adam bought it, and it's actually a used book because...
Was this her recommendation?
Yes. She's the one.
Oh, that's right.
Josh
yes.
McDowell.
Yeah.
Adam's taking this on vacation. I'm excited too. I'm going to read it. But inside, there's an inscription from To Doris from Tim, September 25th, 1982.
Oh.
82. That was a good year.
Was it a good year?
Yeah, I don't remember.
Wasn't it a recession year or something?
I don't remember. So we've got thing that you ordered.
I didn't realize that. I mean, I just got it off Amazon, so it was secondhand. I don't think it was available in new print.
Oh, it wasn't?
No. Yeah. But I like that. I like books with, and I hope that there's something written in the sideline. Yeah. I like that too, when someone made a note or something. Yeah. I kind of dig that. Yeah. I've always liked that.
Yeah. So your one little package came in for vacation.
Yes, that's my entire package. Listen, I'm putting my package inside the only pants I got that I wear. And I mean, I have two, right? I got like two different Bermuda-like length shorts. I got a pair of swimming trunks. And I got t-shirts.
Yeah,
that's me.
Yeah, not me. I have dresses and shorts and bathing suits.
But I do have my Wrangler and Levi official bootcut cowboy jeans. I am official now. It's the real deal, and not with Jordache jean stitching on the back or Gloria Vanderbilt.
No bedazzling on the butt.
No.
Like from Jersey Shore, we talked about that.
That was pretty cool, though, because this has been frustrating. You can't find anything, and we had that debacle in San Antonio. We went to Kerrville, which you're afraid of.
I'm not afraid of it.
You don't like Kerrville.
I never said that. Mark Hall said he didn't like Kerrville.
Well, no, it's Mark Hall and Mike
the ex-cop.
Mike the cop who was in Kerrville. He's like, so I think you got kind of tainted by that a little bit because we had a lovely afternoon in Kerrville.
Yeah.
We went to Grape Juice, which is a nice little restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Had some venison chili. And then we went to, that was the whole mission, I think, was to go to Lowe's.
And Home Depot.
For like stain, fence stain.
For our little garden that we've started now.
Yes. So. And our little garden. That's right. Our vegetable garden. So. And we have a cauliflower.
No, we don't.
A broccoli. it's just a green cauliflower. We have a broccoli, we have a tomato, and we have a basil.
We have three pepper plants. So we have three pepper plants, one tomato plant.
Partay.
Two broccoli plants and basil. Well,
we're going slow. We're going very
because
slow.
Because we don't know what the
we
hell we're
no
doing.
We have no idea what we're doing.
So we didn't, we thought about buying a greenhouse, and then it's just, it's so complicated.
Well, even we have to introduce a new person. Even Tommy.
Oh, Tommy, like, yes.
Tommy is, he drives the pink limo in town.
He used to.
No, he still drives the bubble bus.
Oh, he said that he was stopping that because the girl...
The money's too good. He's making too much money in a weekend. Yeah. It's crazy.
Maybe I should take that up.
You want to hold girls' heads as they're puking out the window of your limo? No.
This is a young woman here in Fredericksburg. I think she's 25.
Really? And, is she that young?
Yeah, she's 25. And she... There's a ton of bachelorette parties that come through this little town.
Well, that's a lot of our industry
here. Yes, because there's a lot of B&Bs here and wineries. And so they come and they spend the weekend here. And so this young woman decided to start this Brooks Bubble Bus. Brooks or Bridget, I'm not sure. Bubble Bus. And so there are these pink limos and pink Hummers. And she, at 25, is making a killing.
Oh, yeah. She's cleaning up.
And so Tommy, our landscaper, who I met while I was working and then roped him into coming to replace some trees here. How did Tommy get into this? How did we bring up?
Because we don't know what we're doing.
He's a landscaper. That's right.
Because have some more wine.
Yeah.
Because of the, so Tommy, now Tommy is my kind of guy. He didn't really like me at first. Who is this loudmouth?
But then, he didn't like you at first?
No, he says that. I didn't like you at first.
Wow.
He might just be messing with me because he just messed with, we're messing with each other all day long. He could have been from Jersey. It's very interesting. But I say, Tommy, I don't know what I'm doing. You tell me what to do and I'll do it and we'll have a beautiful property here. So he texts me. It's like, today water the trees. It's like, and you do it like, you know, put the hose in, let it go for 2 hours, a little more than drip, not too much. Like, all right, yeah, I do it. I do what I'm told.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic.
Yes. And, but he was helping us with the garden. And so he yeah. was.
Which he says, by the way, I'm a landscaper, not a vegetable guy. You yeah. know, I'm a gardener. Yeah. It's very beneath him.
Because he was talking about building beds on, so our, around our pool, we have a fence, but beyond the fence, the deer roam. And so if we were going to do a garden, we had to somehow protect it from the deer, or they would, it would be,
right.
it would be a feast
they,
for
they
them.
Eat everything.
And so he said, oh, we can build these beds and we'll just put chicken wire over it. And Adam goes, well, how do we get in there to tend the beds with the chicken wire?
And he's like, damn it, you got me, Curry. Like, holy crap, Tommy, what's wrong with you? So I'm a landscaper, not a gardener. But he was thinking along with us. And, and then he said, you know, I've been doing some research. I talked to some people. I said, these are all shit, man. All these, unless you're going to build something really perfect and custom and solid, it's going to fall apart. He says, it's no good.
Yeah.
And then we also looked at, like, are we insane? Let's start with one green cauliflower.
It's broccoli.
One broccoli. Yeah, that's much better.
So we plant it. Huh?
However.
Yes.
Regarding Tommy.
Yes. Oh, wait, let me finish this, though. I know,
you know what,
I
know, I, you know I know what I'm thinking,
I know
right?
I know where you're going with this. But so we plant it. So we just get two elongated, like, rectangle planters, and we plant it, and we water it, and we look
we
at
look
it, and
at
we're
it.
Like, okay,
we look
grow.
At it.
Grow.
Can I eat you yet? Are you done yet?
So, and because I don't want to get too overzealous with the plants, because then we'll have so much, we won't know what to do with it all.
Well, there's but no danger of too much with these little boxes.
We need to be prepping, and I guess we could always freeze stuff. But anyway, heading back to Tommy.
Yes. So all of a sudden, we have a lot of single people in our life, and multiple single people.
Yeah. Yes,
and they're always looking, and you know, and they're always like, "Hey, Adam, I'm sure you know some hot, rich guy." I'm like, no.
And why haven't you found my husband yet, Adam?
There's a lot of that too. So, you know, tell the story about because it's all you're doing. And by the way, I want to preface: there's a very good chance we lose and a good friend and a landscaper in this deal. So go ahead. I'll fill in where necessary.
So my friend Allison, who's the teacher, she, by the way, said that our show was a little too long. Whatever, Allison.
Yeah. Hey, teach, how about your lesson? That was a little long.
But so she's single, and I was talking to Tommy one day, and I'm like, I think she would probably like him because he's kind of spunky. You know, he's funny, and he's kind of spunky, and so
he cleans up pretty good.
And so, yeah, I'm trying to be a matchmaker. So, yeah. I mean, if she doesn't like him and he doesn't like her, it's fine.
So, I don't know what you said to Tommy, but Tommy calls me about the greenhouses. He's like, hey, Adam, kind of like man to man like thing here for a second. You know, Tina was like talking about some friend of hers, a teacher. I said, yes. What do you think? What do you think? I said, Tommy. You should, if you're in the market, it's definitely worth giving it a try. But, and I told him the same thing, I do not want to lose a friend and my landscaper. So
you told me that you told him she was spunky.
I didn't say, did I say spunky? Yeah, I might have said spunky.
Yeah, spunky.
Well, I think I also said the same thing. She cleans up real well, Tommy. But I didn't want to be rude on the show, but since you brought it up.
Yeah, yeah. So who knows? We'll see.
I saw her put on her face.
Yeah. No, she painted her face.
No, yeah. You girls were doing makeup in the morning here one day. And I'm like, oh, yeah. that kind of spruces up real nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
She's a good egg.
Have they exchanged numbers?
No, I'm waiting for his picture. I got to show her the merchandise.
You can wait forever. You got to go out there and take it when he's here.
All right. And then
come on, I think he's shyer than you might realize.
I don't know. He seems pretty outgoing. He was talking my ear off when he came into the store when I first met him.
These are the shy ones like me. Yeah. Like our first talk on this very day. I was all outgoing, telling you how I liked your shoes and everything. And I'm really just a shy guy.
You are not.
I'm a classic introvert.
You are not at all. You will talk to a rock.
Dude.
Anyway, going back to the garden, several people sent us tips. And somebody told me to plant mint around our tomato plant to keep the bugs away.
Oh,
and then somebody also sent off a link to these spikes, these like fertilizer spikes. So I think we need to get those
fertilizer
too.
Spikes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To help help with the plant, with the growth of the plants. You
just put it in the earth?
In the soil. Mm. In the earth? In the soil? In the bag of soil?
Gardener Bob here. Gardener Bob here. Do I stick that fertilizer spike in the earth?
Adam needs staff to tend to his garden.
Now, yes. But I'm into it. I'm really into it. You know, yeah. I really enjoy it.
So we didn't want to invest in a lot of money because, like Adam said, we really don't know what we're doing. So.
Good news.
Oh.
Well, you know the news. Oh. I got a call 2 days ago in the morning. It was Greg the welder, you know, the guy who wants to grind up donkeys for his dog. Yes. Oh, his dog passed away, by the way. He was broken up about that, man.
Well, he had him for 9 years.
Yeah.
He woke up and found him. He had passed away in his sleep.
Oh. Maybe from the ground up donkey.
No, I don't think he actually bought the donkey. Anyway.
He said, and it's like 7:30. He goes, hey, man.
Is that how he said it?
It was early for him. Mm-hmm. Is your power on? I said, what do you mean? Yeah, power's on. He said, there's no power anywhere. I said, we were under regular power. He said, I went out at like 4 and everyone had power out. I said, we didn't notice anything.
No.
Our generator came on.
It was seamless.
Kept everything perfect throughout the night. We didn't wake up from it. Just bingo, boom, shakalaka.
Yeah, it was seamless.
I am so happy about that.
I know.
John Henry came back up, started making us Bitcoin. The only thing that got
Orange screwed. Man Bad here, who's in our cabinet in our house here,
sucking
the Wi-Fi. I'm like, you need to get rid of that orange. The thing is orange. That's why I call him Orange Man Bad.
It's
like,
Willem of Orange.
No, he's Orange Man Bad.
Willem Van Orange is an Umbral Bitcoin node, and Willem Van Orange is very important. Willem also runs the Pie Hole and other important things.
Well,
you're looking at me.
Orange
like,
Man dude. Bad needs to shut his pie hole. That's all I
listen. There were all kinds of issues on the internet. And I immediately think it's my shit, of course. But it's not. And where are those Nextstream guys? The big, we'll give you fiber.
Where's Starlink people, too?
You know, I got an email from Elon.
Wait, what?
Yeah. When I get the service, it'll be more expensive.
Oh.
He literally said, hi there, customer. Because of inflation, we're upping the price. They upped the price by, I think, 8% or 9%, the monthly subscription. But I still haven't, you know, I'm still not actually a recipient of it.
My hairdresser has it, and she's in Fredericksburg.
Really?
Yep. He has it. Mm-hmm. Mm. So you might want to get on the phone with Elon.
Yeah, I know. That's useless. That there's no reason to do that.
So let's transition to from donkey meat to Phoebe.
Yes, because this has been the other part of our week.
This has been distressing. Yes. So we've called in a trainer. We have to have a trainer because Elise.
You want me to edit that out of the show? I'll bleep the name.
You can bleep the name. Phoebe has been very territorial, and she actually snapped at a couple people in our house. And I've realized that's just the breed, but it's very distressing. And so we're trying to find a solution, and we are doing a couple different things with her. She's a livestock protection dog, so she's meant to be out roaming and protecting. She doesn't play. She doesn't fetch a ball. She doesn't do any of that. And she's protecting us. And so she's...
And the more she's bonded to us...
The more
protective she is. And we don't know what we're doing, quite honestly, with this breed.
Yeah.
And so we're bringing in a trainer to help us because we need some tools on how to let her know that, okay, guard dog, okay.
Yeah.
No attack this thing. This is good.
And as you always say, if somebody gets hurt in our house, what do you always say?
Oh, it's a lot of forms to fill
out. Exactly. Yeah.
It's a fucking nightmare.
So, and I, of course, don't want any of our friends to be injured by this dog.
Screw that. You're right. The forms is the problem.
Oh,
I'm not so worried about the friends.
So, we've got the training. And then also Adam came up with a brilliant idea today because we have about a little over three acres here. Yeah.
And one piece is all, it's fenced off, which is...
Well, around the pool. It's not very big for her. And so
she can get up to 50 miles an hour.
No.
It sure looks like it.
But we decided to get an electric fence. So, and what? Explain, you found it.
Oh, it's actually the Halo collar. Mm-hmm. And it's now it's approved and endorsed. And he's a co-founder, Cesar Milan.
The Dog Whisperer.
The Dog Whisperer, who I enjoy very much. And you know, I've looked at the reviews, and in essence, the way it works is the collar has a GPS in it and a very high resolution, very accurate GPS. So you draw on a map in the app, or you can actually walk the collar around to where you want this fence to be. And then you do have to, there's a training period, which I guess I'm sure the app will show me all, which will run on your phone since it will never run on mine. And so there's different levels you can set. So one is like beep, 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 and a vibration, the closer she gets to the perimeter within certain boundaries. I think you can also set it to shock, but I'm not really a fan of that at all. But we'll have to see. I mean, we'll have to see what's in it. But the people who use this are typical people, shepherds, German shepherds. And, you know, when it works, they love it.
Yeah, it got really good reviews. I'm a review checker.
Because the dog is really like, oh, beep, 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 beep. Oh,
back off.
Yeah, I got to back off. This is my boundary.
Yeah.
And it came to me because I decided to walk the whole boundary with her today, which I don't think I've done because I just don't think I've done that with her. Have I walked the entire boundary of the property? And she was really enjoying it. Now, we have a fence. Bet she could walk right through that fence. She could bust through it in a heartbeat. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just a wire fence.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell the dog needs to do that. It needs to roam around and sniffle and all this bull crap in the tree line and stuff. That's her hood.
That's where she comes from.
That's where she comes from.
It's from the tree line ghetto.
Yeah. And so we just don't have an appropriate fence, and we can't put in a fence to keep her in. That would be, be crazy.
Oh my God. No.
Just the property doesn't work for it.
I don't even like, I wouldn't like the aesthetic of that anyway. No. But yeah, so I think this will help her because then she can go out and roam. But we had to take her to the vet yesterday because she's got major allergies in her ear, and we put her on the scale and she is a chunk of monk. She now weighs 103 pounds. She's a fatso.
No, this is her fighting weight. The bitches can get up to 105 pounds, I've read.
Too many treats, man. She's like,
She still has her, it's more a skipper waist now instead of a Barbie doll, but...
Skipper.
Well, she was emaciated when we got her when she was rescued.
Well, she was 80 pounds when we.
I thought she was 83. Well, it doesn't really matter.
Well,
she gained 20 pounds,
almost 25. Yeah, she's she's a little chunk of muscle.
Hit me there. Well, so first of all, stop body shaming.
No more meatballs for her.
I am certainly guilty of being an overtreater. She doesn't seem to mind that the treats have gotten very small.
And we've cut her dog food down a bit.
Yeah, just a tad.
I just don't want her to be so overweight.
No, of course not. But it hurts her hips. Right now, she's perfect.
Yeah.
She should not be more than this. I totally agree. And we're on a trajectory to be more, so we're slowing that down.
Yeah.
She, by the way, is next to me here in the studio on the floor, out.
And you know what? She's, the behavior's got to ship up or else she's in big trouble.
And it's really only with other people in the house. But there's other things. You know, I would like, we're gonna learn how to work with her.
Yeah, we are.
And this is a hill country dog lady.
Yes.
She's from Kerrville.
Yes.
She's probably MS-13, so.
Yes.
So yes, yes.
Yeah.
What are you doing that you're just saying yes to my MS-13 joke?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm looking at my phone. Are you texting
during the show?
Hello. I'm looking for a text that you sent me because it relates to one of my stories that I'm going to tell.
Oh, but okay.
Right. Anyway, what do you have on your...
No, I'm waiting for your next thing. Oh, the producer, I just call him automatically producer, who sent us the Axios drink stuff?
Yes.
Do you remember who that was? Because he sent an email about it and he wanted to know what we thought. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to say...
I answered him.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Yeah. Oh, mm-hmm. He wanted to hear it on the show, probably. Oh,
yeah, I told him that you enjoyed it. Remember?
I liked it a lot.
You did, and you went to the grocery store and spent $300. Do you remember that?
Oh, because it was all jacked up on Axios? Yes, I do remember that. I'm like, I'm shocked. And I was just buying shit. Like, did I come home with a lot of crazy crap?
You came home with a $65 bottle of wine. I'm like, what? That was for the, two shows ago. I was like, wait, what? You never do that. And then I told him that I'm going to the doctor.
By the way, no wine is really worth $65 that comes from H-E-B.
Not the way we suck it down in an hour.
It's like, hey, that was good. Hey. Yeah, you can give me Yellowtail and it'd be the same.
I forget his name, though, but he was the one, I think, that with the Christmas card. With the Christmas card with his wife.
With his family.
Where his wife was crossing her legs.
Yeah, with his 8,000 kids.
Josh, I think his name is Josh.
Yes, that sounds about right. I liked it. I should have another one. I haven't had one in a bit.
And I told him that I wanted to talk to the functional medicine practitioner that I go to because I take so many supplements. I wanted to see if that
Aren't you going this week?
I'm going Monday. Yeah. So
you're all healthy and fit and ready for a vacation.
I am.
You'd be ready for me.
I've been working out.
You've been ready for me.
Been working out. Yeah. Trying to drop some weight so I can gain it all back on vacation.
Yeah.
Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah, I'm kind of looking forward to that.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
So it actually is a Curry and the Keeper week when we're off, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, in fact, that means.
Well, we could record. Yeah, you're going to miss a few shows, aren't you?
So the next Curry and the Keeper, well, we could do it when we get back. And when are we coming back? Saturday?
Late Friday, yeah.
Late Friday.
And Lisa will be here, so maybe we can throw her on the show on Saturday.
Oh, my goodness.
Let's do a few edibles and do a show.
Who are you?
I know. I learned it from you, okay?
Who is this? Let's do it. Let's drop some acid, bro. Damn. Let's do some edibles. Woohoo! Look at you, 10 milligrams. I'm back off, sister.
I know. I've graduated from 5 to 10. I know. Who am I?
Anyway, so yeah. Phoebe. Yeah. Work required.
Yeah. But on your walk, we discovered that the three cows that live across the street from us had a baby calf.
Yes.
So we get to see the baby calf.
Growing
up. No, it's a bull and two cows, you said, right? Are you sure about that?
Well, it's two cows and one cow that has udder problems then. Because I think it's the bull, yeah.
Yeah.
And I think, I'm not sure, but I think there's a reason for that. You put the mother. Now, the mother is obvious which one is the mother, the big brown one. Because when we go up to the, because Phoebe is interested. Now they're in a further pasture right now. When they mix them up and they come closer to the road, Phoebe's very interested in this, and she goes and stands there and she looks at the calf, and that mama cow gets up, all 8,000 pounds of her, boom, boom, comes over like, looking at us like that, and then Phoebe will invariably jump like, let's go away because this is a big ass cow.
But that's kind of cool to see the baby calf.
The trainer, when I talked to her, Holly, she said, could you talk to your neighbors? Because it's really fantastic for dogs to be with cows and calves.
Oh.
I said, maybe. I don't know. I don't know whose they are. I don't know if they're the neighbors or if they just
No, they're
the
not
land.
The neighbors directly across. They're the neighbors down the house where the gate opens off of.
Do we know them? Yes. We don't know anything about them, do we?
We don't know them. No.
That's kind of weird.
But the
we should.
Mike Stark probably knows. We can ask him.
Oh, we should just go say hi.
Yeah.
One day.
Yeah. So anyway, we have wildlife, new wildlife.
And you know, what's coming now is, you know, the wasps are coming. Red wasps are coming.
Which means that the scorpions will be here. Huge problem with scorpions last summer.
We did.
So Adam was getting ready to go to Amsterdam to see his daughter. And all of a sudden, scorpions started coming into the house. And I'm like,
Not like one, like five, six, seven.
Oh, my gosh. So every time I went into the bathroom, there's a scorpion. Those things are creepy.
Now, these are not horrible, these scorpions?
They're about 2 inches, so they're not huge.
You won't die if you get stung by one. I can't wait to see how Phoebe's going to be with these, because she's going to find them. She's going to go, that's what you have a dog for, to alert you to the danger.
So Adam's in Holland, he's in Christina, and I'm home by myself, no dog yet.
I remember
Papa
this.
Edible, because I'm like, I'm going to go to bed. All of a sudden, I look in the kitchen, I'm like, mother effer, there's a freaking scorpion, like, fully alive.
Now,
so I bought this.
I have to step back a little bit, and you have to understand that the lovely keeper here is not one for bugs in the house. I mean, a fly in the house is, there's a fly in the house, which is Tina for, dude, get this fly out of my house. A fly is in the house. You walk out, you're standing in the doorway. I'm sorry, darling, what did you say? Close the door, a fly might come in. You yes. are not about beasts in the house.
But.
And you do realize we're in the hill country where they kind of
We've seen praying mantises, lots of grasshoppers,
beetles. You saw two huge jackrabbits, you said the other day.
Well, those aren't insects, but yeah, huge jackrabbits with huge ears.
I was talking about insects, okay.
We've seen beetles of all sizes, spiders, huge spiders.
Stick bugs.
I mean, and then the red wasps, they're flying around and they like to land in the pool to collect water.
Yeah.
So we've seen it all. But the scorpions sent me over the edge and I was fretting because Adam was leaving. And I ended up I started researching and I bought cedar oil actually kills them, which is, I didn't want chemicals in our house. So Adam's gone. I pop an edible. I'm like, then I go to bed, turn around, and there's a freak.
On the ground right next to the bed.
I'm like, God, oh, damn it. And so I took the cedar oil and doused that sucker and put a glass over him. And he sat in under that glass for 2 days because I couldn't scoop him up. But I've gotten much better.
You could have called any one of the hill country boys. They would have gladly come over.
Come and get this little 2-inch scorpion. They would have laughed at me.
Mike or even Chris is the guy you want to call for a scorpion.
Well, I'm telling this woman in the store that where I work, and I'm like, oh my God, the scorpions. She goes, oh, watch out for the centipedes, though. The centipedes are like 4 inches long.
Yeah.
And if you get bit by one, you better go to the emergency room. I'm thinking, oh, great. Yeah. Great. So anyway, but we have our cedar oil. But yes, I'm going to get the house. The house is going to have to be sprayed out the perimeter.
Yeah, I'm going to call that new guy.
Yeah.
That new guy who called me out of the blue.
That's the perils of living in hill country all the insects.
It's a part of it. It's a part of it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. So you have skunks, jackrabbits, deer, bobcat. We saw a bobcat.
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah. So never a dull moment.
So after Aruba, when we come back, mm-hmm. and we'll see if we can do a show after we come back or something like that. Then 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, we're going to New York for a quick trip.
Yes.
For my dad's internment, which will be a / mini curry reunion.
Yes. And Christina's coming in.
Christina's coming.
Does Christina even listen to this show? Hello?
No. I think she samples stuff.
Yeah.
I know she listens to everything I've done, except for podcasting 2.0. I think she's listened to at least no agenda. So she has spurts. She's like, oh, darling, Kevin, because her boyfriend, Kevin,
mm-hmm.
you know, they when they get into it together, then they're worse than me as a conspiracy theorist. These kids are crazy. Mm-hmm. They look at all kinds of shit. They love the flat earth stuff. so they sample it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, because her cousins will be there, which is so Tiffany and Willow, my sisters, Tiffany's son Julius, and Willow's kids, Sabina and Mateo.
Oh, they're both coming?
They're both coming.
Oh, nice.
Alessandro is coming.
Lovely. Is Guido coming? Tiffany's husband?
Don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. He has a very high powered job in publishing. It's very difficult for him to break away.
Oh.
I can fuck with him. Don't worry. I can say whatever I want. I know him. And we're all staying in a huge Airbnb in Armonk. And when we come in Friday night, Alessandro is going to be doing a huge Italian meal for us.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, when we were there in 2017.
Yeah, they live in Tuscany.
And I celebrated my birthday at their house. And they made this unbelievable Italian meal with the grilled eggplant and
on a fire outside
and fresh pasta. Yeah. And then they made homemade tiramisu for my birthday cake. It was probably one of my favorite birthdays.
Yeah. And so then we're going to, you know, throw my dad's ashes about.
We're going to, right, just like that, in her face. No, it was the little purse. Remember we talked about that?
Oh, yeah. Please, little purse. We know how much is in those boxes. It's insane how much pebble comes out of a purse.
Where are you throwing his ashes?
We have a family plot, the Currys.
Oh.
Yes, we in the...
You have a spot?
Middle patent. I believe there's a spot for me. Would you like a spot too?
No,
would you like,
no.
No, you just want. Well, no. I'm not getting buried. You know that. It's just a headstone. It's very efficient, cost effective.
Oh.
You get a rock basically with your name on it and you throw some ashes on it.
No, I don't need any of that.
Right. I don't know if I want to be
No, I got to do the statue, the big party, the loadout, you know, smoking you. I know. Okay. Anyway, go ahead.
Thank you. Yes.
Got it down.
I think you pretty much had it.
I'm already planning, people.
Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that, but I know if I go before you and you do all that for me, I will fucking love it. I will love that shit so hard. I'll be looking down going, you're right on, keeper. Right on.
I'm like, I'm tired, all right, but I did it.
And you're going to be looking down if you go first. You'll be like, I told him not to do all that.
I told him to just throw me away.
I told him not to do all that.
I don't need any of that crap.
Anyway, so we're also going to be, so my cousins will also be there with their kids. I think many of them, but my cousins, the Uncle Don, Aunt Meg kids. Of course, we lost Aunt Meg. So it'll be kind of like a dual celebration. It's going to be a whole weekend and a little mini reunion. Actually, some of the Kansas Curries are coming.
Oh, lovely.
It's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. It would be nice to hire a photographer to get a huge family picture.
Oh, wow. You know what? I'm going to...
Any photographers out in Armonk?
Well, so here's the cool thing. Willow and Allison, cousin Allison, mm-hmm. are organizing everything. Mm-hmm. You could not have two better people organize. Allison, who was the CEO of Kodak for a while, and she was then CEO. She was she chief operating officer of Staples? I mean, she's heavy, hardcore. By the way, 8 million kids, an adopted kid, you know, this the beautiful, nice. Beautiful family. So she's organizing.
But yeah, I would throw that out there to get a photographer.
And we're paying for some of it, just so you know.
Paying for what?
for the lunch or whatever, or the drinks or something.
I don't care.
No, of course. Yeah. That's why we need people to donate.
So we could have a burger,
so we could have a mini reunion with at least a snack, you know, with some cheese.
For Adam's dad. Think about my dad.
Okay. He would think that was funny, actually.
But Christina's coming, so we're really excited.
I'm so excited. And then she's going to, and we're going to see your daughter in New York.
Yes. We're going to, we're thinking about trying to do a mini No Agenda meetup in New York.
Now, are we still going to have lunch with...
I'd like to. Janice Dean.
Janice Dean and her husband.
Maybe Tuesday we should do that.
Okay, because I got to arrange that. Because, you know, I like Janice Dean. She's been interviewed. No one knows this probably. So...
Wait a minute. Janice Dean is the meteorologist on Fox.
Fox and Friends, probably?
In the morning, yeah. Yes. Yeah. And she actually lost both of her in-laws when Governor Cuomo sent all the people back who had COVID back into the nursing homes. And she lost both of her in-laws.
And she was very mad about that. And
rightfully
so. But also very vocal about it. Huh. Now, she's Canadian, but she had quite a career. That's good, right? Mm-hmm. She had quite a career in the 80s doing, like, I don't know, it was an entertainment type, PM Magazine.
Yeah, she hung around with a lot of rock bands,
she
too.
Did. She mm-hmm. did. And so she's our age, I think, yeah, about our age. Mm-hmm. And she's writing a book. And she'd heard me on Megyn Kelly, and she's good friends with Megyn. And she texted me. She said, look, I got your number from Megyn Kelly. How cool is that? I got your number from Megyn Kelly. Oh, yes. Okay.
I'm friends with Glenn Beck, too.
Hey, Glenn. Sorry.
And Joe Rogan.
Hey, Joe, hold on. Glenn's on the other line. Oh, Megyn, wait a minute. Janice is calling.
Ladies
Hi.
And gentlemen, I get to live with this.
Oh, there's Alex Jones. And she says, I'm writing a book about David and Goliath. You know, I'm not quite sure. Just, you know, people who have stood up against big things. I'm like, but she liked my MTV story with MTV.com, and she'd heard some of these things. And she says, can I interview you for my book? And I said, sure. And so we talked for an hour and a half. And she's like, I need to do another hour with you. And we do another hour. And then she says, can I just do one more hour with you? And because, you know, her book is, she says, a lot of it is heartbreaking stories, mm-hmm. you know, cancer, you know, she has MS, mm-hmm. and she's lived with that for quite a while. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, this challenges. I think that's what her. But she's an inspirational lady. So while we've been talking, I really like her. She's really funny and really, really nice. And she's like, we have. And her husband, who is a fireman, You know, so when he retires, which won't be too long from now, because firemen only go so long. he wants to get heavy into ham radio. I'm like, oh my God, we have to have lunch. I have to be talking to your husband about this shit.
Yeah, so let's do, let's try and do that. But
will like her.
I know.
You will like her. She is cool.
But
she's the girlfriend you want in Fredericksburg.
Oh, I know. Hello, girlfriend wanted. But anyway, going back to trying to coordinate a mini no agenda
little mini meetup.
Yeah,
little mini meetup.
Maybe for a happy hour somewhere. But you have to put the message out there because.
Okay. What you need to do is schedule my life. Okay. Just tell me where I'm going to be with you.
I don't.
Tell me which bags do I carry? And yes.
Oh my God! And tell me what flights to book. Studio. Oh my God.
What do you mean? No, we're not carrying the. Oh, we are carrying.
Yeah,
the studio.
You're doing the show on Sunday.
Since hold on a second.
Did you
just say, oh my God, we have to carry... Who's carrying the studio?
Listen, I have to wait while TSA goes through your bag, thinking your microphone
is a vibrator.
And every single time we get stopped. But anyway, going back to, yes, we're going to New York, so that'll be fun. And then in May, we're going to Charleston.
And Christina's coming back with us here to Texas for a few days. I'm so excited.
I know, it'll be really, really nice.
She had a hard time these last few months with the lockdown, and then she and Kevin both got COVID, which was sick as it is. That was great because now they could get a QR code that showed that they had antibodies. So now she could go to a gym and a restaurant after having to wait to get sick. I mean, how stupid is this?
It'll be good for her to get out of that bubble. So, New York is pretty much opened up now. So it'll be nice. And Elise and Christina can spend some time together. And yeah, we're looking forward to it. Then we're traveling in May to Charleston for a no agenda meetup.
Yes.
We're going to spend two nights there. So yeah.
And this is partially our anniversary. Have you already alerted the hotel? This is our anniversary.
No, we're celebrating that in Aruba. Time we go on vacation, it's our anniversary, so we get
Hello, Aruba. We are... I know it's hard to believe we've only been married for 3 years.
It's been 17. I'm going to leave the three-year anniversary up to you in terms of planning for dinner and stuff like that. So
this is not fair.
What?
You have had the total contact with everybody there.
What? No, where? No, I'm talking when we get back to Texas. It's up to you. And we're not going to, what's that place you took me for my birthday? What's it called?
Oh my God. The place with the painted cows outside.
What was it called?
The ranch, or was it called? The club? Le club.
So I was like, I finally found a place to take you for your birthday. We just moved here. And so we pull up and it's this.
I already know what I'm going to do.
Okay.
I already know.
But anyway, we go to the Le Club.
And excuse me, are we doing this on our actual anniversary day?
Or that Friday, whatever that,
And what date is that?
The 20th. Well, we were married on the 19th.
Yes, I know that. 20th. I know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, Adam took me to Le Club in Fredericksburg.
Okay.
And now
we had just moved here. It was the weekend. It was, I was like, I gotta book a table somewhere because I didn't know what I was doing. And I booked it Le Club, which looked Le Groovy, but it turned out to be Le Merde. It was sheet. It was complete sheet. Nice sunset.
We didn't see the sunset. We were inside
eating off of paper plates.
He kept looking at me and he's like, Tina, I'm sorry.
I'm just sorry.
And Elise was in town. She's looking at me like, oh my God. Anyway.
Have I done other things that made up for it?
It's great memories, baby. Great memories. So
holy crap.
Anyway. We got lots of traveling going on. And then I'm going to go see my friend Katie Wandoff in Utah.
Right, you're
going
to go to Utah. That'll be nice.
Summer. And Katie, I had an opportunity. She's I lived in Florida for 15 years, and she rolled into town. She was doing something for her church, and I drove to Austin to have lunch with her. I haven't seen her for 3 years, and it's like we just picked up like nothing. And I've known her. It was just this to me was God's hand for me to meet this woman. I had just moved to Florida, and I was in the grocery store. My girls were babies at the time, and I was just unhappy because I didn't know anybody, and I had my hair like just bobby pinned back in the cashier turned to me and said, oh my God, I love your haircut. Where'd you get it cut? I looked at her. I'm like, are you serious? I go, I just moved from Chicago. And the moment
and I'm pissed off, damn it.
And the moment I said that, Katie was passing by with her baby boy, who was 5 months at the time, and said, Chicago, Chicago. I just moved from Chicago. We found out we lived in the same neighborhood in Florida. But we also found out that we lived on the same street in Chicago.
Wow.
And so to me, that was really, that was God's hand in connecting Katie and I. And I just love that we're friends after, I mean, gosh, was 24 years and we just pick up like nothing. And I adore her.
I love friends like that. Just pick up after a year, 2 years, like, hey, how you doing?
And there's no such thing as a coincidence. I mean, she was put in my life for a reason, and she's been there for me through all the trials and tribulations of my journey to where I am right now. And same with her too. So that's been amazing. So yes, I'm going to go to Utah and spend a few days with her out there this summer.
And when is that? What dates?
No dates yet, but sometime this summer.
I'm going to organize a meetup here at the house.
Oh,
Hill Country meetup, everybody. Party.
Yeah, Phoebe will bite you. Come on in.
No one's coming over here. No, for sure. Well, should we thank a few people who supported us for the show? Now, remember, this is very important for my dad. Think of my dad. Think of my dad and the family.
We need food.
Well, really, when you boostagram the show, when you send us satoshis, you're really sponsoring the content. I mean, because believe me, we'll have content from the reunion. Trust me.
Oh,
trust me.
I'm going to be taking notes.
Oh, yeah. Remember, this is a spook family. We got crazy people running around. You're going to have a good time. So value for value, this is a complete podcasting 2.0 podcast. It is our exit strategy. So we just need a lot of people sending us very small amounts or very few people sending us a lot, which is what I'm going for now. Now, the easiest way is to go to newpodcastapps.com. Get a podcast app there that will do a couple of things. First, it gives you all the features of Podcasting 2.0, which are quite a lot of features. Do you use any of the features? Do you give a shit about any of the features we've
been working
on?
Yes, I do. I like the images.
I
like the chapter images, okay, good, and I like the transcripts too. But usually I'm listening. I'm not watching. I'm listening.
The transcripts is handy if you ever need to search for something.
Yes. I do use the features, yeah. I'm off of the legacy apps, babe.
You are?
I don't do.
Yes.
I will not... Not dishonor you that way.
No, it's hey, just do it for the show.
Okay.
I don't think you can even get this show on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, which is the whole point. So instead of asking you to subscribe or listen to commercials, we just ask you to support us with something that you think is
so we could drink
equal to the value. No, whatever you think the show is worth. By the way, for this week, I would recommend the Breeze app for new users. Also, the Fountain app is quite easy for new users, we found. So you can give those a try. Again, newpodcastapps.com. I'm just going to run down a quick list here. We have a couple of people to thank. We have, we have Olive Cow.
Olive Cow?
Yeah, Olive Cow. For some reason, says, people in the troll room are whiners. I don't know. Were we talking about troll room? We don't have a troll room, so I don't know.
Whiners as in complaining or whiners as in drinking?
Well, no, that's a good... It's spelled whiners as W-I-N-E-R-S, so that's drinkers. That's the drinkers, right.
Welcome.
That was 1,000 Satoshis, 4,400 from Sir Doug, using Fountain. You're the first person ever to say anything about Indian guides. I loved Indian guides.
Oh, yes, you talked about that in the last show.
You're the first person I've ever heard who even knows what the hell Indian guides are in at least... 40 years, Doug. So thank you.
You're showing your age, Doug.
Scott comes in with 10,420 message receives.
Wow.
We got your 420, Scott, using the Fountain app. He says, I love you both, but quit crying about the coof.
Oh, whatever. I got some things to talk about that. But anyway, go ahead.
How are you with the coof, by the way?
I'm good, but we know that Adam's got coof voice and coof. No, he called it COVID throat.
COVID throat, long COVID.
But the coof feet has been rectified. You're fine. Your feet are fine, right? But you got coof throat now.
Once in a while, the coof foot comes up, it flares up a little bit. I have no idea what's going on with it.
Yeah, he's been talking about it for about a month now.
Well, but here's the thing. It's no problem for you to say, oh, you know, today I had just a little bit of brain fog still like from COVID. But when I say my foot hurts, oh, that's not true. It's not possible. You're just making that up.
He's like, I've lost my voice. I got COVID throat now.
We have two donations from Mark Pugner, 500 sats each.
Thank you, Mark.
Mere Christianity by C.S. Lewis.
Yes,
it's fantastic.
I've
you
read
Mere
mm-hmm.
Christianity?
Yep, in 1990.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. And he says, boosting for the God talk.
Oh,
which we'll do in a moment.
Love it. Yeah.
There's Dreb Scott with two 10,000 sat donations coming from Castomatic.
Dreb Scott again?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The guy is single-handedly keeping podcasting 2.0 afloat.
Dreb.
Love you guys, Curry and the Keeper. His little emojis. Love you guys. Boost, Curry and the Keeper. Thank you, Dreb. Dreb is a fantastic
guy.
He
is.
Yeah. And I hope his daughter's okay. She got her fingers close in a door or something.
No.
Yeah,
he
had to go
How
to the emergency
room.
She's young. I don't know. Yeah.
That is so painful. Makes me wince.
I know. Another Sir Doug, 4,400, just sending some value for value. Then we have the one and only comic strip blogger, and he has customized his message for us once again. Comic strip blogger also doing quite a bit of sponsoring and supporting of Podcasting 2.0.
Nice.
He does these 10,033 sat donations in many places. Howdy, lovebirds, Tina and Adam. By the powers of the East, stop loving the evil Ruskies. As through their deeds, the peace has deceased. By the powers of the West, buy iodine pills on my request. He's doing poetry now.
He's a poet.
And I offer you all a podcast named AI.cooking that is short, lighthearted, and forward-looking. My goodness. It's spoken by Gregory William Forsyth Foreman, who loves magic with K, but is not a Mormon. And as I ain't Van Gogh, so I say, yo.
So I said to Adam, I go, I got to look at his AI.cooking. Is it a cooking show?
Hold on a second. I'm pretty sure it's more about here. AI.cooking. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we... You know, since this is one of our big supporters, darling, you know, we have to make good for the advertisers. Let's see.
Welcome to episode 26 of AI.cooking, a podcast.
That sounds like Dame Jennifer.
Intelligence.
It does. Dame Jennifer, you get around, girl.
She does get around.
Hello, meet to buy.
What?
Welcome to AI.cooking episode 26.
Dude, you want a gummy so we can listen to this show?
Wait a minute, but what is it about?
Hey, let's listen.
About artificial intelligence.
Oh artificial mm-hmm. intelligence.
I am artificial. Gregory William Forsyth Foreman.
I have a thing that may be an AI voice.
Oh, okay. Okay, so it's not about cooking. It's about artificial intelligence. Okay. Well, AI cooking.
Just
Hello?
To make sure, let's skip ahead 5 minutes.
...has always been a challenge, since traders tend to keep information about successful algorithms to
Okay.
Okay.
AI.cooking, everybody.
Check it out.
It was very easy to find in Podcasting 2.0. I looked it up in CurioCaster.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. Worked immediately. And then, hold on a second, let me get back to my list here. We have... the reason why we're drinking this wonderful wine, Brian Skelton. Brian is Mackenzie Kelly's friend.
Oh, he's the one that gave us the decoy that was in the back of your car.
Yes. And you met him at the,
yes,
the meetup.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
234,033 sats. He is
Brian.
The big
bowler.
Shakala, 20-inch blaze on the Impala.
And he wrote a very nice note here.
Wow. That's our largest one yet.
I think that is the biggest donation we've received so far.
Thank you so much.
As a No Agenda fan, he says, I was skeptical about a husband and wife show, but I gave it a listen. At the end of the first episode, I sat my phone down, stared off into space, and thought, damn, my life sucks. I want what they have.
Aww.
On that note, if there are any potential keepers out there, I like long walks on the beach, and I always put the toilet seat down.
Brian, email me at adam@curry.com. Send me your picture.
Wait, Tina@curry.com. Oh, Tina. Shout out to Tina, who in her off time as an aspiring archaeologist unearths artifacts from Adam's car. Thank you both for the second best podcast in the universe.
Oh, that's great.
That's so nice. I know he went through a lot of trouble to figure out how to send Satoshis. Oh, so I really appreciate that. That's really great. Appreciate
Thank
that.
You.
Yeah. So, yes, ladies. By the way, he's a cool dude. I didn't know he was single.
No, I didn't either. Mm.
He's
I got some friends, man.
He's very eligible in my book, yeah. I'd say.
Send me your deets, tina@curry.com.
Whose deets? His deets?
His deets, yeah. I need the deets. So I can pass deets. It on to friends.
No. I think you need to get some deets to him. It's a buyer's market.
I have to vet these people. Hello.
What's the vet? Vet Brian? You've met Brian. He's vetted.
I met him, but just topically.
Okay. All right, Brian. All right, you got your work cut out for you.
But thank you, Brian. That was very kind.
Yes. Hold on. Cheers to Brian. Yeah, cheers, man. We're drinking this wine because
he bought it tonight.
Yes, he did. Thank you very much. Outstanding. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Lovely.
A little more. Hit you up more. Adam sucks us down.
Hey, how are you on the God front?
You know, pretty good. I looked at Jordan Peterson's biblical series.
Yes.
It was a little too, I got to give it another try. Somebody told me to keep going with it. Mm-hmm. It was, he talks at such a level sometimes that it's hard for me to follow. I actually walked to the grocery store last week. And I listened to it, and then I started thinking about all of the things that was happening in my life. I'm like, I'm not paying attention. I need to give this.
Right.
I need to give it a rest
and
try it again.
Right.
So
too distracted by what you were doing.
My daughter Ellen told me about Richard Rohr, Rohr. So I've started looking into him as well. Yeah, I started looking into him as well, and I'm really excited to get into this book, Evidence That Demands a Verdict. I'm really excited to get into that.
There was, I got an email.
But you know what? I pray a lot now. I really do. I pray at night and I pray in the morning.
Oh, really?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not when I'm in bed, because I would have noticed.
Well, I don't say it out loud. You want me to start saying
just
it out
kidding.
Loud?
No.
I mean, that is new for me because I didn't do that. But it's been absolutely lovely. Lovely.
There was,
How about you?
Well, I was actually looking for something here because I think it was Robert Wicker. Someone sent me, oh my goodness, now I'm kind of upset that I don't know where I put that, sent me a passage, and it came right at the right moment for me. Hold on a second. I know I saved it, but I might have saved it on my other, oh, is this it? Here we go. Yes, it was Robert Wicker. He sent me a piece from Mark 13:13. Mm. And it's a screenshot of, I think, maybe a book or something, and he's underlined it. It's been a weird week for me. There's a lot of things been going on.
It's been a tough week for
us. What has been discouraging you? Have you felt like giving up? Instead, continue doing what God has told you to do. He promises to reward the faithful. God's cure for discouragement may be another assignment. Often in serving others, we find the renewal we need. And I don't know why, but that came in today. And I was like, oh, thank you. That made me feel good.
Mm-hmm. And you know what, though, Adam? That's how you basically are with your life. Like, do you just keep, you when an issue arises, you always know that there's some good that's going to come of it. So you don't fall victim to kind of staying in that negativity. You always can see the growth from it. And that's God's hand. That's how I look at it.
Yeah, but it was also, in a way, for me, God's hand that Robert sent me this thing. Mm-hmm. But it just, I mean, I'm okay. You know, mm-hmm. you know me, but and I just write it. It's like, oh man, that's really helpful.
Mm-hmm.
And he actually said, no one said it would be easy, dude. That was what he sent to me.
Yeah.
And he doesn't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. And by the way, that is nothing horrible is going on.
No,
it's just, you know,
we're still very much in love.
No, this is just trying to, you know,
navigate,
trying to navigate a project, you know, mm-hmm. navigate all kinds of stuff, you know, working on making the world a better place. And sometimes you get a little headwind.
Yeah.
But that really changed my attitude today.
I thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. I wanted to share it this morning, but, you know, this damn show, I'm like, I want to tell it. I'm like,
keep it for the show. That's what we do.
Save it for the show.
I am very drawn to the Episcopalian church that is on the corner coming to our house. I'm very drawn to it.
You are?
I am. I'm going to go.
I'll go with you.
You can't go on Sunday, of course, but they have a Wednesday
and a Saturday service.
Yes. I'm drawn to it. I want to just...
I was baptized in St. Stephen's Episcopal Church in Armonk, New York.
Mm.
I'm an Episcopalian.
See, where I was born...
Which I think is contagious. I have Episcopalianism.
Ooh. I was raised Catholic, as we had talked about, and didn't really embrace that. And then I went to a Lutheran church for many years, and obviously that didn't stick. And so for some reason, I'm drawn to this Episcopalian, and I'm just going to...
right on the corner.
I'm just going to go with it and see what happens.
When are you going to go? I want to go with you.
We'll go together. We can do it next week.
On a Wednesday?
Yeah, we'll do it on Wednesday.
We should go there and do the show from there.
Oh, that's a good idea. We'll just take over. Take over.
And back off.
We'll whisper, hey, so we're in the church.
We're in the church right now. And, oh, man, I love that wine.
I don't think they serve wine.
Well, I get a wine. What point is there then?
Oh, please. But I did want to bring up a text message that I got from Adam.
From me?
Last week. Yeah. Actually,
is this a private thing? What are you doing? Are you outing me on something?
He says, so I get this text message and he goes, I must admit defeat. And I'm like, what is he talking about? And I go, four? He goes, I cannot do the bed by myself. I'm like, what? I go, that's sad. So that morning, wait a minute. That morning, I stripped the entire bed, everything, the mattress pad, the sheets, the duvet, everything. And I put them all in the washer and I had to go to work. And so I'm doing four loads of laundry. And I said, okay, can you just put the bed together?
By the way, I can make the bed no problem. But
really? Really now?
But this thing was stripped. This is like field stripped. It's like parts. And there's color codings. And like, okay, so you
get. Wait a minute. I go, that's so sad. And you go, I am lame.
No, but I followed it up.
This man invented podcasting and can't put a bed together.
I followed it up. No, I know what I was doing wrong,
Can I finish it up? So then he goes, do the same colors go on the long side or short side? Short side, asking for a friend.
So the thing that goes underneath, which is, I guess, to catch my diarrhea when I'm old, that thing.
The mattress pad.
I had it upside down. That's why I couldn't fit. I'm like, this doesn't make sense. Because it has two white sides, two blue sides.
This guy can code, too. Just say it. He can write scripts. This is...
But I did it. I figured it out.
So then I come home, he goes, did you see the bed? Did you see the bed?
Hey, man.
Like, I should have had a participation trophy for you.
Quite honestly, you could have been a little more complimentary about the fact that I got it together at all.
Oh, my God. I just laugh so hard.
Baby, I love you.
I know. And then another thing. So,
wait. Steve Jobs, Tina Jobs, there's one more thing to laugh about.
So, I am... This is my upbringing. This is just how I am. I use the last drop of everything. I just am like that. I mean, I will cut open my hand lotion and scoop out the rest if it doesn't. I just am. Mm-hmm. I just want every bang for my buck. And so I open the drawer and there's three tubes of toothpaste two of them are squeezed out completely. And I'm like, why are you saving those? He goes, wait. I'm going to Indiana that shit.
I am Indiana thing, that shit. And I did the same with... You know what? First of all, you're right, because it's just wasteful. But second of all, it makes you so happy when I'm squeezing the last bit out of the toothpaste or when I'm the mayonnaise. I know I can get one more.
Like I turn it over.
Wait, open that up. Get a knife in there. Scrape it.
See, when we were dating, there would be a quarter left. Adam would throw it out. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
That's wasteful.
Now he's like, I'm Indiana, that shit.
It's Indiana style, baby. Absolutely.
Oh, my God. Right. I love you so much for that.
But
I do.
You're right.
You're so organized. You use all the products.
I'm getting better.
Who are you?
I know. I'm getting better. Well, listen. I'm getting organized. You're eating edibles. So I think somehow we're merging. This male-female yin-yang thing is really working out well.
Oh, my gosh. So anyway, I just had to share that.
Okay. So Allison doesn't get mad that we're too long.
Oh.
Let's talk about our viewing habits.
Because yes.
Today, you introduced me to a new show.
Actually, Lisa introduced me, and I introduced you.
Yes. And so I was doing an interview last night, Bitcoin Matrix. Rare that it's in the evening, but it was long agreed to. And so I come out, and Tina's like, oh, my God, I saw this show. I almost didn't want to watch it. It was so good because I want to watch it with you. But if you watch, I'll watch it again. So today... let's watch it. Minx.
M-I-N-X.
Is this on Netflix?
It is on Hubo.
Hubo?
Hubo.
Hubo.
HBO.
Hubo Max. Wow. What a great... So there's only two episodes out now. And I hope they hold on to this great energy they have. So it's about a woman who wants to create a very feminist magazine. It's set in the 70s, which is great.
Which is because, so cool.
I mean, it just colors, the vibe, the cars, the clothing, everything is beautiful. But also, in a kind of a nice, it has the 70s vibe in the coloring, but not too much. You know, it's still modern enough. And so she wants to create this Gloria Steinem type female magazine, which of course is a total loser idea. And she hooks up with a guy who does porn mags. Basically, you know, like booby magazines, or was it, creamy moms? No, not
milk. I don't know.
Milky moms.
Milky moms.
Milky moms. Fuck. Milky
show title. Mom.
You know, if you want to get deplatformed off of Twitter, I do like Milky Moms. That's pretty funny. We could get away with it. Actually, we can get away with Milky Moms.
They won't know what it's about.
And you know, so she decides to do a women's magazine, like kind of like Penthouse with guys with their schlongs out, and also articles for women about sexuality and masturbation, and basically what a female Penthouse would be.
Yeah,
and
yeah, like Playgirl. It was like Playgirl. Remember Playgirl?
Was Playgirl mm-hmm. have frontal nudity? Yeah, they did. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they did. And it's really good.
And it's funny.
Now that we have the origin story, I hope that they can keep it going. Cause often with these things, after you get through the, you're rooting for her to, you know, to figure it out and for the pornography guy to be kind of funny. And it's a great vibe. I hope it's good throughout.
It will be. I hope, have faith, man.
And I hope they end it. You know, I hate these shows that are so good and then they go for another season. Like, well, how can you extend this?
Yeah. Anyway, I highly recommend it. It's funny. It's good.
I recommend it too.
Well, Lisa told me about it.
Adam, Tina, and Lisa approve.
Yeah.
ATL, everybody.
And the other thing we're watching is The Thing About Pam. And this is a true crime story about Pam.
Which is odd for us to be watching in general. Because
what's her name? Pam Hupp? Hupp?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh man, this girl's crazy.
We don't typically watch these kinds of things.
No, but I got hooked on it, and it's Renee Zellweger.
That's why we're watching it. Renee Zellweger is dynamite.
She wears a fat
this.
Suit, but man, she is. Oh man, she's a good actress.
From now on, to be known as a Phoebe suit. Phoebe Skipper.
Skipper, also known as Skipper.
Lizzo. Also as Lizzo.
Oh, you crossed the line.
Oh, you're not allowed to body shame. Body shame my dog all you want, but Lizzo, oh, stop, please. Get a break.
Anyway, I've covered my list.
Were we watching anything else? No, I think that was it.
No, right? Just the usual stuff, but that's the new stuff we're watching. You got anything else?
I'm trying to, no, I don't actually have What am I? Oh, that's Phoebe. Meetups, is the meetups? No, I think we got everything.
All right.
And well within our time.
All right. Well, Allison will be happy.
So we will do something for the next show, even though I guess we're going to be, are we going to be on vacation? Yeah, we're going to be on vacation in 2 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll be in Aruba.
So, and we come back Friday.
Hey, we'll send you pictures.
Maybe. Yeah, exactly. Hey, instead of a show, send us Satoshis for the pictures we'll post on Instagram. That'll be perfect. Thank you, darling.
I love you so much.
I have a lot of fun with you during the show.
Me too.
Yeah. But only during the show.
Oh, no, not me. Not me.
All right, everybody. That's Curry and the Keeper, episode 9. Remember us at curryandthekeeper.com is where you can find all the back episodes of the show. And also how to support us with Bitcoin, Lightning, and get a modern podcast app at newpodcastapps.com. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Curry and the Keeper.